Welcome back to a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company here on The Fan. We continue on with our 2023 high school football team previews, metro and area teams. We're talking to all the head coaches, and right now, pleased to be joined by Union head coach Jared Pospisil. The Knights coming off of a 2-6 season in 2022, but it looks to me like they'll be able to improve upon that as they bring a lot back from last year's team, and looking forward to learning more about these Knights as Coach joins us now. Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for being here. How are you today?
Doing well, yeah. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, looking forward to learning more about your team, and how about we just start with your offseason? It's such an important part of building a great football team, whether it's, of course, weightlifting, conditioning, maybe getting your guys to a team camp or a 7-on-7. What can you tell us about Union football's offseason?
Sure. Coach Denner, our strength coach, did an awesome job putting the strength program together for us in this offseason again. We had good numbers in the weight room, and, you know, a smaller team as far as just numbers, but percentage was high of guys getting in there, so we were very excited about that. We had several linemen go to the Midwest Line Camp in Illinois, and it's always a good, not only just skill building, but camaraderie building as well. Coach Hatacek and several coaches took them down. And then we had a chance to meet up with a couple teams for some 7-on-7, North Tama and Waverly, and those are always really good learning experiences for us to see different offenses and defenses and just figure out where we are in just our systems and implementation.
Well, and Coach Pospisil, knowing that you got your team to those 7-on-7s against some really quality competition, what can you tell us in terms of what your biggest takeaways were?
You know, we, especially at the quarterback position, this year we're going to have some depth. We have two guys that are, you know, can push for the starting spot, and each has different skill sets that they can bring to the table. And it's been a long time, I'd say. I can't even think of a time when we've had this amount of depth, two quality quarterbacks to lean on. So we're really excited about that. You know, the tight end position, Logan Rozier is looking really good. He can flex out and do some things wide. You know, defensively, the linebacker position looks really solid for us. And we got some younger guys in the secondary that are pushing for some spots. And so for them to see, you know, especially in the bigger schools, that competition, it kind of opens their eyes to some things, and, mm-hmm. and I think that'll really help them.
Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil, our guest right now on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And, Coach, moving ahead a little bit past the offseason, past the summer, really, into these preseason practices, what have you noticed these first couple weeks of practice that you've liked?
I've seen great energy. You know, guys have been real positive, been energetic, flying around. We're trying a few things different here on offensively and defensively, and the guys have been receptive to it, asked good questions, and responded well to different differences and things that we're doing. Last year we only had five, maybe six seniors, and so another difference that you see out in the field is just there's more guys, and so that's been a great addition. You know, the seniors last year did a good job for us, but just having more bodies out there helps a lot, and so that's been a welcome change.
And tell us maybe a little bit more about what you mentioned with doing some things differently on offense. Obviously, I would imagine that, like you were describing before, with having some depth at the quarterback position, that affords you some perhaps scheme versatility. So what do you guys got going on there without giving away any state secrets or anything?
Sure. Well, you know, the biggest change is Coach Joe Hatacek is taking over at the offensive coordinator. So he brings a ton of experience. Coach Denner did an outstanding job these last 4 years, but he's chose to take a role, you know, to step down a little bit so that he can be with his family a little bit more. And he's blessed to do that. Mm-hmm. And he'll still be on our staff as well. Coach Hatacek brings a different offensive style and just many, many years of knowledge to it. So it'll be a little bit different change there. We'll look very similar defensively, just a few different wrinkles. But like I said, the guys have learned it well and have responded well to it.
That's great to hear. When it comes to what happens next in your preseason practices, obviously full pads going on for a lot of teams around this point in these preseason practices, what's going to be most important once your guys are fully padded up to get done before kickoff next Friday night?
Sure, and I always think the biggest thing is staying healthy, so making sure that that we develop the practices. So we're pushing the guys to develop, but at the same time making sure that we're fresh for, when we meet up with AP. And so we'll meet with South Tampa here on Friday, who's always a very physical team, and so that'll be a good test for us right off the bat. Just making sure we get to the race in one piece, and still able to perform at a high level.
I mentioned at the start of the interview, you guys 2-6 a season ago in 2022, and with what returns, I imagine you share the thought about the likelihood to build off that and perhaps swing that record back toward 500 or above. So insane, all that, Coach Pospisil. How about, whether it's, for you or your staff, if that's what you think of first, or for your players, or it could be the same for both, of course, what's most important to take from last season and remember and apply toward this one?
Yeah. When I talked to our guys in our spring meeting, at one point, at one game later in the season last year, I looked out on the field, and this was defensively, and we had seven sophomores out on the field, you never want to see that, or it's kind of a concerning thing. But on the flip side, I talked to these guys about as sophomores, you've seen the worst that it can be. Like you've seen the toughest that can be.
Yeah.
And so build off of that. So now you've gotten through it. Now take it to the next level and begin to take it to other teams. I think that there's always a shell shock when you're a young guy going against great competition. Mm-hmm. And so to kind of flip that around, and I see that with our senior class as well. I've got three or four guys who had quite a bit of experience on the varsity level since their sophomore years. And so to translate that into, you've been through the worst, you've made it through it, now exert your will. Now go out and have your best game because you've seen it. You're experienced, you can do great things if now you just you go out and push yourself.
Coach, in hearing you mention the seven sophomores at one point out there on your defense, and you described earlier that not much schematically will change on defense unlike the offense this season, given what returns, given the scheme familiarity for those guys that return, what's most important in terms of how they're going to be able to take a step up with their play and collectively become a more stingy defense this season?
Sure. And I think, it's we as a defensive staff need to make sure that we don't try to overcomplicate things and make sure guys are in their best positions, and just we've done a ton more walkthrough type things this year just to make sure that we're always in the right spot. We always know any checks we need to make. We always know our responsibilities. And so when they know those things, I think they're able to fly around and not have to worry about, am I doing the right thing? Because we've simplified a few things here and there. And like I said, these guys have had experience, and so realizing that we made it through it and now we can take that to the next step and be more aggressive because, you know, they're older and wiser and hopefully a little stronger. Hopefully that translates into fly around on the defense.
Just a couple more minutes here with Union High School football coach Jared Pospisil on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. Coach, when it comes to just what you anticipate overall this team's blueprint becoming, and maybe perhaps a little more specifically on offense given the changes you've indicated, what do you think the best brand of Union football is going to include? What will that look like this 2023 season?
Yeah, well, the other thing we talked about in the spring was that we need to go on the offensive. You know, we need to begin to attack, and so we talk about attacking. From the snap to the whistle, that can look different. But just going all out, everybody sprinting to the ball, everybody finishing blocks, a lot more big plays, I think, offensively as well.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I do think we got some young guys that have some firepower that way. But I just think, I'm hoping for a faster and just more aggressive attacking offense and defense. And we've been trying to practice that and reinforce that as we go.
When it comes to your season opener next Friday, it just blows me away how many great matchups there are in the metro and in the area of the Cedar Valley coming up in week one. You guys, a part of that, of course, on the road at Applington Parkersburg next Friday. But, I mean, we all know week one is kind of its own beast. So, what's going to be most important in taking on the Falcons?
I think just realizing that AP is always very tough, just has been for decades, and just making sure that we get off on a fast start and make sure that we're aggressive and as we can be, because we know they will be.
Mm-hmm.
They're a very tough brand of football, a great test for us. I mean, starting with the team that gets right after it and right in your face, I think it will help us. I think the rest of the season, if we can do our best to match up with that.
Coach Pospisil, thanks so much for your time today on the show. Really appreciate it. Best of luck, best of health to you and your team, and we'll catch up again at some point during the regular season, okay?
You bet. Thank you very much, Cole.